This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The monthly WASDE reports from USDA provide a snapshot of the current state of U.S. and world soybean supply and demand estimates. We will hear more from World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski about the soybean updates in the April WASDE report next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski notes the changes to the U.S. domestic use numbers for soybeans in the April WASDE report.
U.S. crush, we raised by 35 million bushels. We're just observing a very strong pace there and strong soybean meal domestic disappearance, domestic use, supporting that high level of soybean crush here in the U.S. But then on the other hand, that was offset by a 35 million bushel reduction in our export forecast. That reduction just reflects adjustments based on pace to date and the fact that we're continuing to see strong competition from South America.
The season-ending average price for beans was adjusted 10 cents higher than March, with the price now at $10.30 per bushel. Jekanowski also provides updates to world soybean production, supply, and use.
For the current marketing year, relatively small changes overall. Global soybean supplies increased by 200,000 tons. Global crush, we raised 1.4 million metric tons.
He details some of the individual countries that contributed to the adjustments in this month's global production numbers.
That includes about a 500,000-ton increase for Paraguay, also an increase in South Africa's soybean production forecast. And this is partially offset by reduction in Uruguay's. All of this nets out to about a 200,000-ton increase in world soybean production.
He also notes some of the adjustments to global use numbers.
In terms of the global soybean balance sheet, global crush, we raised. That reflects higher crush forecasts for the U.S., Brazil, and Algeria.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.